WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school baseball over the weekend, not much. It was a holiday weekend, you'll recall. In Saturday action, Thomas Jefferson beat Lewis Central in 8 innings, 10-9. St. Albert and Abraham Lincoln played a nothing-nothing draw. That game called after 10 innings due to darkness. Logan Magnolia took two from IKM Manning, 8-3 and 6-0. In girls softball on Saturday, Lewis Central beat Thomas Jefferson 11-4, while Logan Magnolia downed IKM Manning 11-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. IKM Manning came back to win 1-0 in the nightcap. Well, the girls' state softball tournament championship run begins tonight. Class 1A girls' teams will hit the diamonds for the first time in postseason play this evening. In girls' softball 1A, first-round regional tournament play tonight at Anita. Cam will play Orient Maxburg. That's a 7 o'clock start. Bedford will host Diagonal in Bedford tonight, also a 7 o'clock start time. Boyer Valley has a 7 o'clock date tonight at Dow City against Glidden-Ralston. Adair Casey will play Guthrie Center in Guthrie Center. That's also a 7 o'clock first pitch. Whiting will play West Harrison tonight at Mon Damon. That's a 7 o'clock start time as well. Doubleheader at Sydney tonight. Stanton will play Nishnabotna in the first game at 5:30. Sydney will play Essex at 7:30 in the nightcap. Also at Tabor tonight, Fremont Mills will host East Mills. That's a 5:30 first pitch. And at Woodbine tonight, Woodbine plays Coon Rapids Bayer. That's a 7 o'clock matchup. All those games are tournament games, so the winners will move on in postseason regional play. Also tonight in regular season softball, Atlantic will play Harlan. That's a makeup from a game rained out about a week ago. In Major League Baseball action last night, Henderson Alvarez worked 7 stingy innings and started the key rally with the first of his career-best 3 hits, helping the Miami Marlins beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-4 on Sunday, taking 2 of 3 from their spring training partners. Casey McGee extended his hitting streak to a career-high 13 games with an RBI single in the first. Marcelo Ozuna had a 2-run single and a 3-run 6th inning that made it 4-0, and Jared Saltalamacchia's 3-run homer off of Jason Mott put Miami up 8-1 in the 8th inning. The first two games of that series were decided by 1 run. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 4-2, Arizona 3-1 over Atlanta, Washington beat Chicago 2-1, it was Pittsburgh over Philadelphia 6-2, the Dodgers beat Colorado 8-2, and San Francisco down San Diego 5-3. Corey Kluber allowed 4 hits and struck out 10 over 8 and a third innings, and Carlos Santana and Yan Gomes homered, leading the Cleveland Indians to a 4-1 win over the Kansas City Royals on Sunday. Kluber took a 3-hitter into the ninth inning before Eric Hosmer started the inning with a double. The right-hander, who gave up a solo homer to Mike Moustakas in the fifth, was pulled after striking out Salvador Perez. Cody Allen then came on to record the final 2 outs to pick up his 9th save of the season. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore beat Boston in 12 innings, 7-6. It was the Yankees over the Twins, 9-7. The White Sox down Seattle, 1-0. The Angels beat Houston, 6-1. Oakland over Toronto, 4-2. Tampa Bay beat Detroit, 7-3. In interleague play, the New York Mets down Texas by a score of 8-4. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, the Iowa Cubs beat Oklahoma City, 5-4. Omaha, 7-2 winners over Colorado Springs. Iowa travels to Omaha to open up a series tonight at Warner Park. That game getting underway at 7:05 this evening. Well, Derek Jeter will make one final trip to the All-Star Game. The New York Yankees shortstop has been voted to the starting lineup for the July 15th game at Minnesota. Jeter is hitting .273 with 23 RBIs in his 20th and final Major League season. Joining Jeter in the American League's starting lineup are Orioles outfielder Adam Jones and Baltimore designated hitter Nelson Cruz. Blue Jays outfielder Jose Bautista was the leading vote-getter for the second time in 4 years, and he'll play alongside Jones and Mike Trout of the Angels. Oakland third baseman Josh Donaldson, Mariners second baseman Robinson Cano, and Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera fill out the AL infield. Baltimore's Matt Wieters was voted the starting catcher, but he can't play due to injury. The National League starting lineup includes two Brewers, third baseman Aramis Ramirez and outfielder Carlos Gomez. The rest of the National League starters are Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina, Diamondbacks first baseman Paul Goldschmidt, Phillies second baseman Chase Utley, Rockies shortstop Troy Tulowitzki, Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutchen, and Dodgers outfielder Yasiel Puig. In other baseball news, the Yankees have added another veteran arm to their beleaguered starting rotation while dropping one of their veteran sluggers from the roster. The Diamondbacks are sending Brandon McCarthy and some cash to the Yankees for lefty starter Vidal Nuno. McCarthy is 3-10 with a 5.01 earned run average this season. Nuno hasn't been any better, going 2-5 with a 5.42 ERA. That move comes after the Yankees' left-hander C.C. Sabathia had a setback with a degenerative cartilage problem in his right knee. The Yankees also designated outfielder Alfonso Soriano for assignment. Soriano hit just .221 this season with 6 homers and 23 RBIs in 67 games. The St. Louis Cardinals have activated rookie second baseman Colton Wong from the 15-day disabled list, and they optioned outfielder Shane Robinson to AAA Memphis. Wong was 5-for-11 with a homer and 3 RBIs in 3 rehab games at AAA Memphis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In racing, Eric Almirola has won the weather-delayed and rain-shortened Sprint Cup race at Daytona International Speedway, putting Richard Petty's famed number 43 car in victory lane for the first time since 1999. Almirola led for 14 of 112 laps before the race was stopped for good by another steady downpour after being postponed by a day by rain. The victory for the number 43 car comes the same weekend that Petty celebrated the 30th anniversary of his 200th career victory. Brian Vickers was second, followed by Kurt Busch, Casey Mears, and Austin Dillon. Well, Novak Djokovic is the Wimbledon men's singles champion again after overcoming a late collapse and withstanding a match that lasted almost 4 hours. Djokovic blew a comfortable lead in the fourth set before he held off Switzerland's Roger Federer 6-7, 6-4, 7-6, 5-7, and 6-4. The Serbian was up 5-2 in the fourth set and had championship point in the 10th game of the set before Federer extended the match. Djokovic broke Federer in the final game to claim his second Wimbledon crown and his first since 2011. Federer was seeking his record 8th Wimbledon crown. Djokovic took the title in 2011. Djokovic's win closes out a Wimbledon in which no U.S. singles players reached the round of 16, something that hadn't happened since 1911. However, Noah Rubin has bolstered America's future hopes by winning the boys' singles title as he defeated fellow U.S. player Stefan Kozlov 6-4, 4-6, and 6-3. Petra Kvitova won the women's singles title on Saturday, beating Eugenie Bouchard 6-3, 6-love in 55 minutes. And in golf, Angel Cabrera finally has a PGA victory in a non-major. Cabrera fired his second consecutive 6-under par 64 to win the Greenbrier Classic by 2 strokes over George McNeil. The Argentine was 16-under for the tournament to add to his victories in the 2007 U.S. Open and the 2009 Masters. McNeil shot a season-best 61 for his fourth top 10 of the season and first since mid-March. Third-round leader Billy Hurley III bogeyed 4 of the first 6 holes as he shot a 73 that left him in a 7-way tie for fourth at 9-under par. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.